Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 25th of May. Iran has confirmed that talks with the United States are making progress, and that has lent credibility to some of US President Trump's weekend social media posts. Oil prices have fallen as a result. Any reopening of the Strait of Hormuz would not lead to pre-war oil prices, which is something consumers will notice. However, the increasingly likelihood that Iran is able to charge a tariff on ships passing through Hormuz is not likely to be too disruptive to global markets. While some countries' ships may be excluded from Hormuz, this is a global market overall and would balance. Excluding ships is a political gesture, but economically meaningless. If oil from specified Gulf states was to be blockaded, that would be more significant. The tariff that has been talked of, at $2 million per tanker, is just a rounding error in terms of the global oil price and would not have a meaningful economic impact outside of Iran. The boost to Iranian tax revenues would make a difference within Iran. European Central Bank President Lagarde was possibly paving the way for an upcoming policy error by telling the media that inflation forecasts were likely to be revised higher at the next Governing Council meeting. This is not of itself a surprise, given the costs of the war are hitting European consumers, though less than US consumers. It would be very surprising if there were not a higher number now. The current forecasts were made in the very early stages of the war. Lagarde refused to be drawn on whether this would automatically mean a policy error and higher rates, but the fact that a rather technical adjustment is being highlighted in this way might be taken as a hint. Trump's economic advisor Hassett has said that as energy prices are the main driver of inflation, ending the war might give the Federal Reserve room to cut rates. This is actually a pretty reasonable economic assessment, but it does depend on there being no evidence of second-round effects. A wage price spiral seems very unlikely. In the US, real wages are going nowhere, which is why consumers are using lower savings rates and now tax rebates to pay for the higher prices that have resulted from tariffs and then the war. However, profit-led inflation, where margin expansion using oil prices as a convenient excuse takes place, is still a possible threat, though it's not that likely. The real challenge is whether somebody with Fed Chair Warsh's reputation has sufficient authority to get a rate cut through the FOMC. If Warsh lacks credibility with FOMC members, then a rate cut would need very clear data signals to bring it about. With large numbers of countries on holiday today, the data calendar is pretty barren. Japanese department store sales data for April showed some strength. This is not especially noteworthy beyond reaffirming the general advanced economy trend. As the oil price has increased, non-oil spending has proved to be resilient. This resilience owes much to the unusually strong position of household balance sheets before the war began. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.